Praise the Lord. Welcome to morning meditation time. God had given opportunity to hear the voice of God this morning. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 4 says, "And there came out a champion out of the camp of Philistines named Goliath. He is really a giant, having 6 cubits span, around 9 feet height. He was a trained fighting person. He was well equipped, and he came and challenged Israelites more than 30 days. He challenged, in verse 9 says, he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and I kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. So select one person and fight with me." So nobody was able to fight against this Philistine, this giant. All were scared of him and afraid of him. But David, a small young boy, heard this challenge as he was abusing the Israelites and cursing Israelite. And he was very angry. And with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, he came forward to defeat the enemy. Because nobody was there to work against or defeat this enemy. So with one sling and one stone, he killed the giant and defeated him and had a wonderful victory for Israelite or Philistines in that war. See how David defeated the enemy. Because he had seen that there was no one to challenge his challenges. And you see that he is full of Holy Spirit. The battle belonged to God, not any man. Then there was offers given to the person by the King Saul that if anybody kills him, he will be rewarded. Great riches will be their portion. King's beautiful daughter will be given in marriage. Tax-free properties and wealth will be given. Great reward King offered. And David made a profound statement. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And David got the right motivation. What is our motivation today? We can see that he rushed towards this Philistine. He faced the champion there, and the Holy Spirit motivated him, and he was not afraid of him at all, and he didn't run away from the battle, but he ran towards this man, and he was not afraid of all other problem, but we believed in God, and by the Holy Spirit he defeated this enemy. Today, we also have so many giants in our life. Are you facing giants in our life? Like unemployment, sickness, marriage problem, broken families, children's education, financial crisis, unfaithfulness of wife or partner, threatening from our seniors, our neighbors. So, lot of problems like giants comes in our life also. But if you have faith in Jesus, if you have a desire to defeat the enemy, like David defeated the enemy, we can also defeat our enemy. First, we have to show up for battle. We should say, no, I will face this situation. Because if I believe in God, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. And when we face all these situations, do not run away from the battlefield. When the challenges are coming, problems are coming against us, we have to stand against it and challenge our challenges. Do not be afraid. Hallelujah. If you are afraid, the enemy will take advantage of it. And don't worry about what others think. David's brothers were against him. And all others said, he can't do anything, he's a boy only. But giant is so great, he's a warrior, he will defeat David. But David was not afraid of all these things. He said, praise God, the Lord who anointed me, helped me many times in the past, today also He will help me. So by trusting in God, He defeated the enemy. Same way, we also trust in the Lord and have faith in God and go against the problem. When we are afraid, Satan will conquer us. But we have to show for that we are not at all afraid and we are ready to face any situation coming us. Whatever it may be, maybe it is short of money, maybe it's financial crisis, maybe it is unemployment problem, maybe problems in the jobs, maybe by our seniors, we are threatened by every day. So many challenges we are facing. But believe our God is with us. These problems had come to prepare you for battle. Remember that a Christian, a believer is always in the battlefield. Our battle, God is with us. Our equipments for warfare is not carnal. Hallelujah. We have to wear all the armaments God had given, spiritual armaments. We have to fight by faith because battle belongs to God. When we go against the power of darkness which brings these problems in our life, when we stand in the name of God, David said, I am coming not by many equipments or sword or spear, but I come in the name of God Almighty. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, we are facing a problem not by our own strength or our own resources, but we face the situation in the name of God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower for us. If we have faith in Jesus, we can defeat all our enemies. Like David, let us challenge our challenges. Whatever problem we are facing today, trust in God. Our God is able to defeat every enemy. Battle belongs to God, but not you are fighting. God is fighting for us, but you have to stand against all the enemy's powerful weapons. When we stand in faith, we can defeat all our enemies because our Lord Jesus Christ defeated the enemy. He has already won the battle. So we have to follow the winner man, Jesus Christ. When we follow Him, when we obey Him, when we trust in Him, when we have faith in Him, we can also conquer our giants like David. May God bless you to conquer the challenges today what we are facing. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you so much that you have given us strength to fight against all our problem which is coming against us. These are challenging every day to defeat us. But Lord, we thank you. David had victory over the giant the same way. We will also fight all our enemies in the name of God so that we can also defeat them. Yes, Lord, battle belongs to God, so we trust in you. Help us to abide in you. Help us to confess positive things and conquer our enemy. Thank you, Lord, for our challenges. Thank you, Lord, for our problem, because you are with us. We can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. We give all glory and honor to you. Lord, I pray for the blessing of all the people who hear this message. You bless them, equip them, so that with faith they may conquer their enemies. Thank you, Lord, for hearing your prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. May the grace of God be with you to defeat all your enemies.